Recently, I stumbled upon this concept of a forever world in Minecraft. A world that you never delete or never stop going back to. And I thought to myself, well, I must have one of these worlds somewhere, right? But the truth is, I don't. I don't have a Minecraft world that I ever played for long enough to be able to call a forever world. And that's pretty sad to me. So what I'm doing today is just that. Starting a world that I'm going to enjoy for as long as I'm alive. A world that I might show my kids one day and possibly play with them. I'm going to start my forever world. Right now, my goal is to kind of find a spot. I need to find a spot where I will build my first home. And I say first because it's going to be one of many, many homes and structures we're going to build in this world, okay? But yeah, I've always wanted one of these worlds. I want a world that I can always go back to and kind of reminisce on. And I think what I might do eventually is I might start inviting friends to play on it too. Maybe I'll just upload the world file to the ex-Nico SMP. But that's basically my plan for the time being. How do the speedrunners do it? It's like this and like that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're cooking right here. We got the stuff. Now it's time to kill and murder every little animal next to me because I'm not building here. So therefore I can destroy the ecosystem and treat the world like the rest of humanity does, where they just destroy everything in their path. Hey there, look, I killed your mom. Oh yeah, I also have this tree cutting mod that Flow State put me on. It's a game changer, I'm not gonna lie. It makes things a lot easier. And now I have 3 apples. 4 apples, actually. I will not be seeing any doctors for the foreseeable future. I clearly need a boat. The goal here is to find a spot that has a lot of biomes around it. Okay, we need a place that has a lot of biomes around it so we have variety. So that I can explore, but also not get bored. Look, more cows and animals that I'm gonna murder mercilessly. Wow, the sunset and the sky in general look so beautiful with this shader pack, man. I gotta say, I'm not usually the type of person to go for shaders or mods or anything of that sort, but I don't know, recently I've started liking them. I'm starting to enjoy using just a little bit of spice in my Minecraft worlds. Some vanilla plus experiences, if you will. So I'm gonna put the shaders and mods in the description below so you guys can make a similar world. Okay, looks like it's already time for me to build the poop hut. And what I'm going to try to do with this world is I'm going to try and save every building. So I think this first poop hut is going to be like the first official building that I'm going to keep intact. Oh yeah, this is a beautiful poop hut. Here, maybe we'll even get a window. Here, we'll have a window too. Perfect. Actually, no, that's a bad idea. Fuck. Yeah, that'll be the window. This is the window. Yes. I can barely see the moon. Anyway, time to catch some Z's. It's a beautiful morning, and now that the ceremonious poop hut has been created, let's make it nice. Let's clear this up a bit. And I'm gonna make a sign. Le poop hut. Oh yes, I should put the date. You guys are so right. By the way, if you guys would like to watch this live, I live stream these before I actually upload them to YouTube. So I can chat with you guys or maybe take suggestions for builds or even give you some live advice if you want it. So if you would like to partake live, turn on your notifications for these live streams because they're going to be happening right here on YouTube. Let us go onward and wave goodbye. Goodbye, poop hut. But yeah, now let's go find... I like that up there, but I hate birch right now. I'm not... What is... Like, hello? Why are there just floating 2 blocks? So what we're going to do is figure out why these 2 things are hovering, and we're going to make a little tower up there and figure it out. I also just don't have food. Should I just, like, get some cobblestone first? Whoa! What is that? Is that a shipwreck? Wow. My attention span is 0.5 seconds. I need stone first. Okay, there's a lot of things going on. I need some Is that a mine shaft? What? Well, I'm gonna put a little totem here for that. Listen, man, I'm a man of many talents. One of my talents is being lucky as hell when it comes to the seed. Let us cook some food. So while we're cooking, let's get some questions, shall we? Let's get some questions in chat. Someone asked, how do I feel about the upcoming year? I don't know. I'm not really... You know what? I had a good year. I can't really lie. I had a pretty fucking decent year overall. 2024 was a good year for me. So, and I don't say that much. Just for the first time, 2024 was better than the year before it. I'm excited for 2025. I got nothing that's going crazy yet. But you never know, dude. I'm excited for new things. I'm always excited to embrace new and unknown things. So, yeah. That's how I'm feeling about it. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do something that's gonna piss everybody off. Le poop tree. You know what? While this cooks, let's go investigate. Let's go investigate that crashed ship. Whoa. Oh, is this a... Wait a minute. This isn't a ship. This is one of those like... Oh, it's one of these... It's one of these cool little structures from that mod I downloaded at some point. But I don't know if I can kill pillagers yet. I don't have any iron. Okay, this we might need to rethink this a little bit. There's a bell. I want to hit the bell. Haha, ding dong ditching the pillagers. Wait, what? Hold on. Oh, what happened? Oh. Ha! Oh no! Uh-oh. No. It's too early for you. It's too early for me to talk to you. No. Alright. Okay. Oh, he's still following me! No! Okay. Alright. We gotta shmoove. We gotta move. Oh, he's still following me. Oh, fuck. Oh no. This is not good. Alright. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ding-dong ditch you. Mr. White, I'm sorry. Oh, God. Oh. Okay, all right. Oh, I'll fight him. All right. Ah, you can't catch me behind this tree. Get fucked, pal. Unlucky. Ah-ha! Oh, I'm dead. Oh, yeah. The fact that I got Monster Hunter by killing a pillager is crazy. Guys, I'm nuts at the video game. My skills are unparalleled. As I almost died of fall damage. Oh, I don't have a bed. My stupid ass left it in the poop hut. Oh, no. Well, I guess we're going mining. This is like the... Dude, why did it have to be a lava pit? Okay, you know what? I can close this off. Hi there. Okay, the bats, yeah, die. I hate bats for this reason. Bats will always cockblock you and make you die because you can't hit the actual enemy you're trying to hit. Well, all right. We got ourselves some iron. We got ourselves a respectable amount of iron. Okay, respectable. I'm gonna make armor first because that is like the bigger issue overall. And the damage I do with weapons is gonna be the same, especially if I use an axe. So, which way should we go? I mean, we gotta go to the mine shaft. There's no way. We gotta explore this mine shaft and mine all its pickings and whatnot. That's not a trial chamber. That cannot be a trial chamber. Dude, what the fuck? I've been playing for 20 minutes. This might be, again, one of those structures from the mod, but this kind of looks like a trial chamber. Okay, well, I gotta see if it is. Oh no. Oh. It's literally a trial chamber. No, this is not how I wanted to play this. I want to play this slowly, goddammit. Dude, I swear to God. No, we're ignoring this. We're keeping the totem out there and we're coming back at a later date. It's as if somebody wanted me to do a 100 days video. This is not what we're doing, people. Ugh. Ah! No! Ugh. Creeper, man. I hate creeper. Oh, is that a witch? No! What? Dude, I'm getting cooked. I'm getting absolutely cooked. No. I'm dead. I'm boned. Oh my god, bro. Can you stop? This is why I didn't want to do any of that. So, in the first 30 minutes of me playing this, I found a mineshaft, a trial chamber, a pillager outpost thingy, I wanted a slow forever world experience, and this thing is giving me everything in 10 seconds. All right, into the darkness we go. Please, for the love of God, tell me the skeleton is not wearing my stuff. Guys, whatever you just saw, it didn't happen. All right, you know what that means. It's time for me to make a shield. I think I'm just gonna get some more iron. I think that's what we're going to do. Because I'm in desperate need of armor. Clearly, I'm in desperate need of armor. You know what? Let's go in the direction of the trial chamber. I'm not gonna actually explore it, but I wanna see what's around it. Maybe there's... Okay, I don't wanna go to the direction of the trial chamber anymore. Alright, I guess we'll go up this stream of water. This is actually a nice little stream of water, dude. It looks very organic somehow. Alright, time for a bucket. Where's my crafting table? All right. Bing, 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 bing. Cool. Yoink. Where are all the mobs? Oh, no. I didn't ask for you. Anything but you. No. You can go die in a fire. This is how much I hate these things. No, absolutely not. What is with you? What is with doubles spawning? Why is mom and dad spawning? No? Okay. It's time for me to murder you people. Oh, I'm gonna make you murder each other. I'm gonna make you. Bro, that zombie. Yeah, gets shit on. Now it's time. Now it's time, bro. Yeah. Okay. Our next objective is to go murk that pillager house. Let's put all this stuff in here. Now it's time to suit up and cook them. Pillagers, it's time for me to tickle your pickle. What is all of this? Dried kelp? I mean, I'll take the salmon. I will definitely take the salmon. So these guys are clearly the fishermen. Wait, is this scaffolding? I love scaffolding. Scaffolding is my favorite item in the game. All right. Clearly, I'm never going to need food again. Holy. 30. Dude, I'm just robbing these kids blind. Looting. Oh, enchanted books are nice. We like enchanted books and carrots and potatoes. We got food for days, bro. We're booling. And a smoker? Give me that. And a campfire? Give me that. And... Oh! Ho-ho-ho, what is this? Little hidden thing under the campfire. Ah! Hi there, pal. I definitely didn't just rob you blind. Oh, yeah. Get that ricochet, pal. I'm taking everything I'll own. Cool. We're nuts. Smithing templates? I feel like I'm getting too much stuff. Damn, bro. What's this one? Bro. Chainmail armor? God damn, bro. I'm taking everything. Yeah, I was gonna try and do this a lot slower, but clearly this game has other plans for me. Clearly wants me to end the game in 0.5 seconds. Powered 3? This is broken as fuck, dude. Whatever mods I have installed are broken. Alright, this was a very successful looting. Oh, yeah. I have to do the thing. Really? Oh, yeah. Subscribe and like for that one. Overall, this spot is really good, clearly. I have more enchanted books than I ever thought I would have. We're going to be cooking, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a nice time. Dark oak forest? We have 3 biomes. We have a birch biome, we have a dark oak biome, and we have a normal, like, plain/oak biome around us. And one of them is going to be home to my new home. Wait, actually, this is cool. What is this? Oh, wait, it's like a whole underpass. Damn, bro, this is a nice spot, actually. Maybe I'll build my house here. Like, under this thing. That might look cool. Besides the skeleton bastard. You know what, skeleton? Come here. Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to explore a bit more, but that is definitely where we're going to build. But, yeah, I just have a bit more of a exploration itch. But it's getting dark out, so. Someone in chat said, didn't go to school because I didn't feel like going. Okay, well, here's the thing. You can skip school once or twice, you know, it's fine. You can take your day off, you can take your mental health day or whatever, But just know you can't skip it every day. At some point, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to face the music. Like, I'm facing this stupid baby zombie and his entire family. What is going on, bro? Yeah, that's what I thought. Get beat, kiddo. Hey, mom and dad, I just killed your child. And second, dad. Well, I gotta say, like, bringing up this whole school conversation, I came up with a thing one day. This is no joke, something I did. When I was in elementary school, I was so fed up with going to school that I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm gonna write this letter to my mother, right? I was gonna write this letter. This is my big plan. And I was going to say in that letter that I can't go to school anymore. I'm going to be sleeping forever because I hate school. Just wake me up for, I don't know, eating. And I would rather sleep forever than go to school. I was going to write this in a letter and tell my mother this. And then I realized at the last minute that this is stupid. This is never going to work and didn't proceed to do it. I should have went through with it, honestly. I don't know what I was thinking. I honestly could have gotten away with this if it wasn't for those meddling kids, that is. I just found a ruined portal, didn't I? Okay, yeah, we have to build here, dude. Everything's around here. There's literally a ruined portal. There's everything. So, we're gonna build right here. Let's put some torches all around here. Make it all nice and warm and fuzzy like home. Alright, so where are we actually building the house? I kind of want it in the middle. A few things need to be made. A crafting table for the 47th time. A chest to put everything else back in. Let's put everything in here again. You know, just to be stylish, we're going to wear the chain armor. It gives me less armor, but I look stupid. Wait, where does the sun rise? Does it rise right there? Okay, hear me out. What if I make a big hole through the mountain and see the sun? Is it raining? It is raining. Wow. But I'm protected because I'm under this big arch here. So, let us begin our house build. We're gonna need more level playing ground. So, we're gonna need some dirt. And so as I'm collecting this dirt, a reason I'm doing this, right? My first ever video on YouTube was actually an hour and 40 minute Minecraft Let's Play. And I used this program named Fraps. Now, Fraps, of course, at the time, for those of you who don't know, was like the first real recording software that any of us YouTubers used. And, you know, it did the job. But there's a little known problem about Fraps. And the little known problem is that Fraps takes up an absurd amount of space for recordings. It's normally fine, but when I started making YouTube videos, it was like, what, 2013, I think, is the first time I recorded a video and tried to upload it. And in 2013, you know, space was hard to come by, especially for my computer because, you know, I think my hard drive had, what, 500 gigabytes on it? So as I was recording this video, I proceeded to, you know, I hit record, I was chilling with my friends, nice little Minecraft Let's Play, and, what happened was that the recording just ended. And I was like, huh, that's weird. Why did it just end like that? Well, the reason it just ended was because my computer had run out of space. And I was like, that's weird. Why would my computer run out of space? I've only been recording for like an hour. Well, Fraps had taken a whopping 140 gigabytes of space for like an hour and 40 minute recording. Which is insane because, as I said, my hard drive was only like 500 gigabytes. Which means this program had used like a third of my hard drive space for one recording. It was a lot. It was a lot, bro. And that's basically what Fraps was. It did the job, but it took up a lot of resources. And what I'm trying to say with all this is that I want to bring that kid's dream to fruition and just make some videos like that. You know, that 14-year-old or 13-year-old kid is sort of stuck in this 23-year-old's body, and he wants out, man. He wants out. So we're going to do some simple videos like this. Simple Let's Play with a little bit of yap and a little bit of, you know, and a good time spent with fellows like you. And hopefully I can incorporate the chat in a way. But I want to move away a little bit from 10 minutes of yapping. Like I said, I want to move away from just videos that I talk about a topic for 10 to 20 minutes. And I want to have some more fun. So that's what we're doing right now. We're having some more fun. Yeah, I have a lot of dirt already. Cool. Let's go back to the house and keep on building. All right, we are back. And it's time to terraform this place into livable area. All Okay, let's start a foundation of sorts. And I'm already out of wood. Cool. Yeah, I'm kind of in a log cabin type mood, but we gotta get rid of some of this bullshit here. The annoying thing is I'm getting all this birch wood for nothing. And I know what you're saying, I'm not gonna build with it, I'm just clearing it out. Alright, now let's go find some oak wood. The good thing about dark oak is... get like a whole stack of it from one tree. Dark oak be like... swing. Yeah, this tree mod honestly is gonna save me so much time. I was originally apprehensive about adding mods to this experience with you guys, but sometimes I want some realism, you know? I don't wanna go chopping down full blocks for a tree. You know, I always wanted to chop down a tree. It's something that I never really experienced fully. I guess I've chopped firewood before and stuff, but never a full tree, you know? Like, I've never cut down a full-on tree. Maybe I should be a lumberjack. Maybe I should quit YouTube and just start cutting down trees for money. Alright, we're back to the house, and honestly, I kind of want to build something up here, too. Ooh, I like this little lookout point, but we need to get this cock out of the way. There we go. Yeah, let me know what you want me to build up here if you have any suggestions in the comments below, but that'll be a thing for a later episode. I kind of want to get creative with the actual structure, but maybe like a little hallway here. So I was kind of do like this whole fully oak wood house, but I checked out some inspiration and I kind of want the first floor to be like a cobblestone first floor, like a barn-ish, not fully the house first floor, if you know what I mean. So we're gonna start doing that a little bit. All right, and I'm out of cobblestone already. That serves me right for going mining and not mining the cobblestone. You know what? Maybe I can actually start on my big hole in the side of the mountain. So let's get us some scaffolding and get up there. Guys, have I mentioned how much I love scaffolding? I don't think I've mentioned how much I love scaffolding. It's actually my favorite fucking thing. You're gonna make scaffolding merch one day, I swear to God. I had an idea earlier to make a sort of hole through this thing so I can see the sun rising through it. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna start making this big eye hole in the side of this mountain so I can see the sun beaming down on my house. All right, chat, what's your favorite breakfast, dude? I cooked up this morning some eggs with some tomato, some feta cheese, and it was busting. I was originally gonna make an omelet, but I kind of forgot to whisk the eggs before I turned it into an omelet, so it didn't really work out that well. Someone said they had a peanut butter and toast today. Okay, I see you. I'm not a big peanut butter fan. Like, I know like there's a lot of peanut butter crazies out there, but it was never really my thing. Like, I'll have a PB&J, you know what I mean? I'm not fiending for it. Fuck, I'm gonna need to get some iron soon, huh? I underestimated how big this mountain was. Oh, and there we are. I could actually make this into like a little stairway to heaven type of thing. Maybe it'll just beam into my house and then I can walk up to here. All right, now all I need to do is sleep and see where that lands and if it actually looks any good. Let's see what happens. Oh, the zombie's gonna try and kill me. What I underestimated is that the sun might not be in that spot. Okay, the angle is not there yet. Okay, it kind of works. Like, I kind of get it. It just needs to be higher. And then you see the sun beaming through here. See the shadow? And then we kind of have that, like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I wanted. But I want a bigger, like, amount of sun coming in. So we're gonna kind of make that bigger. So somebody in the live chat asked about a channel they got going. They're getting all these new subscribers and stuff, but they have an old channel since 2016, and you're wondering if you should, I guess, start a new one or keep the same one going. And my answer to that is basically there's benefits to starting a new channel, and there's, you know, there's also cons. There's pros and cons. One of the main benefits is that if you don't have subscribers to have your content pushed to, then what ends up happening is you end up hitting the recommended page directly. Like, there's no other place for YouTube to send your stuff because you don't have an audience. So that has to go to new people that are on the platform actively right now. However, the issue with that is that you don't have a fan base. So if your video isn't really good, you're probably not going to get views very easily. Now with that 2016 channel, if you have a dead fan base that doesn't click your videos, you have the issue of YouTube is going to send it to your subscribers, whatever you post first. But You have the problem of they won't, if they don't watch it, YouTube's not going to send it to new people. So whether or not you're going to, I guess, keep that channel or start anew, is up to what you want from YouTube. What do you want to do? What do you want? Do you want to try and rekindle your own fan base, your old fan base? Do you want to try and, I guess, find new people to watch your videos? It's all dependent upon what you're trying to get out of it. I'm kind of liking this as a layout, and then we continue with stone. And what we're going to do with that is we're going to take logs and put them through. Something's happening here. We'll see what it's going to look like. Right now it looks like shit, but it's okay. There's a vision. And I also kind of want... I saw this like little design where this guy sort of made this go into his mines. So that's kind of what I want to do. Like, create a little tunnel to my mine. Or maybe I do a garage. Like, where I put all my crafting and stuff. Or like a mine... Or a mine cart that just goes to all over the place. The ideas are flowing right now, guys. Yeah, we'll get rid of this flooring here. It kind of looks like a stable type thing. We'll see. What I want is I kind of want like a staircase one down. Guess what time it is? Time for another temp chest. Can't wait to organize all this shit. I need to go find some iron. That's the one good thing about the mine shaft being right here. Now that we're ready to actually shaft the mine. Someone asked Nico, what would you change about Minecraft and why? What would I change about Minecraft is a good question. I think the only thing I would change about this game, I would make certain objectives and things that you do more useful towards the overall story of Minecraft. What I mean by that is, for example, a Minecraft player doesn't really have a reason to go to a trial chamber other than to get the mace or like some certain items that I just clearly don't need. A Minecraft player, after they get an elytra, doesn't really have a reason to use a minecart per se. I want the game's utility to stay useful later on. For example, I want my carts and horses to have their own individual buffs and debuffs. Like, say riding a horse makes you faster, but you have to feed the horse every so often. Or riding a minecart is faster than running because it's not faster than running. That's why I actually have a mod for the minecarts that makes them, I think, either twice as fast or just like, you know, a buff to make it a little bit faster. Things like that. Things that would make the game feel like you progress more. No. Fuck, I hate these things. If Mojang can figure out how to do that, like somehow make the game progression feel better, I think people playing survival will get past their 2-week phases and play more, I guess. Other than that, I think Minecraft fundamentally as a sandbox game is nearly perfect. I don't think there's much I would change about this game other than that. Oh, great. No, you're joking me. 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 Of course, my shield breaks the moment the baby zombie shows up. With a sword, no less. Dude, baby zombies are just, ever since I saw that one YouTuber who had like that 5-year hardcore world die due to a baby zombie, I've never in my life looked at them the same. And I understand why, because they are literally the hardest mob to kill in this game. I still cannot believe there's a trial chamber up there. What is that, a minecart? No. God damn it. 8 seconds of poison. Oh, that's a nice little f***ing hidden bastard. You guys are dangerous, huh? God, I fucking hate these things. Whatever. I just want this. Glowberry. Name tags! Is that full? Okay. Full chain link armor. Of course you dropped none of it. Alright, somebody just dropped something upstairs. And the idea here is this is going to be like the garage where I craft everything. We're going to put a floor here on this side. And then I want a minecart running down this way. Because we're going to make this somehow connect. We're going to dig down this minecart. And then we're going to be... Oh, yeah. We're going to have that minecart with a chest in it. And it's going to come all the way up here. And that will then go down when I have done my mining from this cave over here. This might be a bit ambitious for this episode, but we'll see. So what if I like sort of fill it up to here with wood and then yeah, I like this. I enjoy this. Oops. And then how would we get to this? We would take down the scaffolding, right? And then we would make the staircase sort of come down here. The only problem with that is that the wood for the floor is going to be different from the wood to this floor. Unless, fill the floor with dark oak and make the walls. Yeah, you know what? We'll do that. We'll do that. I kind of like it. I'm not loving it, but I kind of like it. And then we make like a front porch thing here, which will be supported by dark oak log. Okay, I'm not hating this. It's nighttime again. We should go to sleep so we can actually see what we're doing.
And not die to random creepy boys that like to sneak up on me.
And I crashed out real quick. Yeah, this is just gonna be a whole under construction type beat. I don't know just yet how it's gonna look, but what we can do for now is take all of this stuff away from here and we'll start just putting it here. And then we'll get a little chimney thing going on. How do you make campfires again? Oh, I forgot you can't actually stand on them. All right, now the second floor is gonna be wood. Yeah, I want this starter house to be pretty humble. I don't want it to be huge or anything, because the way I'm going to run this world is I'm going to like have a network of just houses. When I get bored, I'll move away or do something. Like, I'm going to make it like, I don't know, I'm going to make it like life. Change is going to happen throughout the world as I guess things will change in my life, you know? So I want to ask, do I think the Minecraft movie will succeed in the box office? I think it's going to do well in the box office, and I think the fan base that is new is gonna love it because it's mostly children. It's a kid's movie, right? I think the fan base that's older like me are gonna say this is just a cash grab, which it's probably what it is. I don't see a world where this movie isn't going to be a bit, you know, too cringy for some of us or too just not it for some of us, but it's fine. Again, it's not really meant for us. It's gonna be meant for the new gen of Minecraft kids. Oh, wait, I have an infinitely better idea than this stupid log thing that I was doing. Maybe I make it through this side, like I make it a single log through here, and then I move the chimney to this side. Yes. Okay, this is my building mentality, my life mentality. It's all about trial and error here. Okay, you never know what something's gonna look like unless you try it out. Yeah, that looks kind of stupid. Yeah, this I have to move these. All right, second floor time. I see that creeper over there, and I'm about to beat the fuck out of him. Where are all of you coming from? And let me guess, this creeper is gonna climb up here and try and kill me, right? No, we're not doing any of that. I know you're. Look at you, you little hiding bastard. You would already explode my garage. You're joking me, bro. I fucking missed. Whatever. I didn't want. I wanted that hole there anyway. You know, definitely not why I'm filling it back up. Alright, so technically the walls and stuff are done for that first floor. Let's see what it kind of looks like now. Okay, there's something going on. I think we need to switch those logs though. I think we need to make those normal oak. So, let's cut down these two trees. Oh. Dude. I think that looks a lot better. Let's see if I can finesse this. I'm going to use dark oak logs to sort of do something like this. Okay, so interesting. Someone just asked in chat, do I work out? And here's the thing. I recently started going to the gym, and for the first time ever, I've consistently gone. Like, I haven't really missed a day or anything unless it was like a holiday in between. It's the only time I missed, I think, was like Thanksgiving because I just couldn't go. But I gotta tell you guys, I really hate going to the gym. Like, it is my least favorite activity in the world, and I don't think it's ever gonna get better, but the gym is like pulling teeth for me. I don't know. It's just one of those things that no matter how many times I start and stop, whatever, I will never like it. And you can make an argument about momentum and, you know, seeing gains and whatnot, but the fact of the matter is, I think it's inherently boring to pick things up and put them down over and over again. I just think it is so boring and there's not really much you can do about it. It's just one of those, you know, you want the gains, you want to see a difference in your whatever you're doing, you got to do it. So that's why I'm willing to go through that bullshit. But yeah, no, I'm not a big gym fan. My gym is like that's the one thing I'm grateful for. My gym is like 3 minutes away from me. Like, not even, no joke. But if it was far away, no way. There's no, like, I'm not driving 20 minutes to pick things up and put them down and then come back. I will say though, it does feel good. It does feel good after the fact. It feels like you're actually, you know, putting in the work and getting your gains, as you say. All right, and this is the second floor layout now. And here would be windows. So maybe I put another log here. Nope, I'm out of logs. Am I out of logs completely? Oh, looks like it's time for a little bit of an expedition, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing something. We're doing something. I'm not hating this so far. Is this gonna be the chest room? Probably not. I'm probably gonna need a much bigger chest room. Unless I just fill this entire wall with chests, which might look cool. I guess we'll start here. I'm kind of liking this more now. And I can make it even more interesting if I do something like... better idea. There's like a little staircase around it. I want these slabs though. Yeah, this looks nice. I like this. This is good. This is good.
All right, so now we're going to go to that pillager outpost and get some of those spruce trap doors that we left behind, and honestly, whatever else we left behind that's of any value. And then we're going to go chop down some of those beautiful dark oak trees so we can continue our build.
Turtle. Take the grindstone as well, because why not? I'm going to take your lanterns, and while I'm at it, I'll take your trap doors as well. So this expedition, we need sand and more stone. All right, let's go to the trees. Whoa, yeah, that's probably enough wood. All right, let's get rid of this chimney. And this is how we fix this problem. Yes! Yep. This is exactly what I needed for these. You know what the fucked up thing is? I need to find spruce wood now. Because now I have to use these things. Someone in chat asked me, what is my opinion on space colonization? Okay, that's something I've never really thought about too much. But I guess it's the question is more for what purpose. I don't really think it's... I think eventually when we run out of things to colonize in this world we live in here, people are going to get bored and be like, we need to find something to colonize. That's what I think is going to end up happening. Cool, I just crafted it and now I have to break it again. Cool. Okay, I'm liking this. Next order of operations is start smelting some sand. Okay, if I put the roof there, then it won't look stupid. I think that's how we're doing it. Oh, I don't like that. This griefs it now. This is a major grief here. What if... Aha! I know how we fix this. I know exactly how we fix this. We switch the staircase over. Let's cut this down. Huh? How did I... I'm not entirely sure how this happened, but we don't have to cut through this anymore, so. Okay, this is much better. This is much, much better. And just fill up with wood. Perfect. And then we come here and do this. Oh, this is so much nicer now. Holy shit, that fixed the room up. This is nuts. I'm so happy with this now. What the fuck is happening here, pal? I really hope that creeper... Aw, oh, man. I was hoping it was going to just stay like that forever. I kind of got to kill you now. No! You... All right. Where's there's? I need to put some light over there. Oh, look at that. It just beams straight into the... Well, that was pointless, I guess. Because it beams straight into the chimney. I completely forgot about that. I like the direction this is going in. I don't know how... I need to fix this. But I like the direction this house is going in. We're getting somewhere. You know what's funny? The style from this side of the house to this side of the house gets significantly different. You know what it needs? It needs that roof. That's what it needs. I guess the roof would make sense out of dark oak or just to continue that pattern. Wait. Double wait. Hold on. Oh, little happy little accidents like that. That is a happy little f***ing accident right there. Wait, this looks insane. All right. I think that's the end of that roof design. And now this is kind of like what the front of the house is going to look like. I very much enjoy this. Wow, I did not think this was going to come out that good. Someone said it looks like a face with a mustache. No, it does not. Actually? Mumbo Jumbo is crazy. Karpov in chat asked, Nico, I'm going to college soon. I would like to ask tips or anything that you would do in your first day of college. Thanks. First day of college is literally the try and meet as many people as you can day. That's all you need to really do on your first day of college. Like, just talk to as many people as you can, you know, hang out, chill, go explore your school, that's another one, and go check around for any events that are happening around your school, or if there are any club meetings that you might want to attend. Just open yourself up to as much as possible really early on, and that way you'll get rid of the things that you don't want to do and get into the things that you do want to do. All right, now let's get on with the third floor. Did that zombie steal my wood? Hey, shit's mine. Now, back to this monstrosity. Okay, well, let's not die to fall down. That could have been a lot worse. So now I figured out how we're gonna make the sun beam into this room. Because we're gonna make a nice little skylight. Because I'm gonna dig the mountain so that the sun can beam through here into the third floor. Okay, there goes that roof. So, we got most of this done now. Now most of the work lies in detailing. Now we gotta do something like this. So now we have that going on. We got the that weird sideburn thing going on. Hey, I kind of like that actually. It complements it well. Oh, dude, you know what we're gonna put up there? The dragon head.
All right, new quest just dropped. We gotta go find a spruce wood forest because I need way more trapdoors. Not totally sure where we're gonna find one, but we'll figure it out.
So that way there's dark oak. That way there's plains and more normal oak. I have yet to see spruce. I never look for spruce biomes too. That's the funny thing. So someone in chat asked, have I ever made a video about meeting your idols or your heroes? And what's funny about that is I actually had a conversation with someone, it's like a month or so ago, and I'm not going to say who that is just in case I want to make this video, but it was someone who I guess I aspired to be like when I was younger, and it was a YouTuber, but it's someone who's definitely fallen from grace. I might disclose that at some point, but this is a very nice world. This island has to turn into some like major mob arena or something. I see something over there. So I'm gonna go explore that. No, no, get away. God damn it, I hate you. I hate you and everything you stand for. Iron sword, really? Okay. Is that a pillager? Oh, dude, that's not what I wanted to find right now. Oh no. Cool. Sick. I want whatever's in here. Pillager outpost map, another name tag. Nice. And I kind of want some of this mossy stone too. Oh look, a villager. Well, I guess. Damn, bro, you guys are really coming for my ass. Oh, bro, still can't get out. Well, I'm gonna leave you there. Have fun here. Have a torch. All right, well, we've found pretty much every biome pretty close. That's another dark oak biome. That's a jungle biome. That's actually pretty huge. I should go over there for a second. Yeah, honestly, I'm gonna grab some of those jungle wood saplings so I don't have to come back and forth to get jungle wood. Did I drop a single sapling? Are you trolling me? There we go. Let's go by water, I guess. Someone in chat asked, how do you get over rejection? Well, getting over rejection is as simple as there are so many other people you can go talk to and potentially not get rejected by. You gotta just think of it more as like a numbers game. Like, the more you get rejected, the higher the chances you're going to get accepted? Question mark? Yeah, just move on, bro. Just shake it off. That's basically my philosophy on it. It's a lot harder than it sounds, by the way. I'm not saying that it's easy to do that, but that's kind of what you have to do. Take it also as rejection is that person doing you a favor because they might be keeping you from someone who is much better for you. What is that? This looks interesting. Is this one of those, like... Oh, it's one of these archaeology things. I see. Yeah, we don't care about this too much. Is that a jungle temple? Oh, brother. I think I might have to go back and look in a different direction after this. We do want the sticky pistons. I will take those because they're a little hard to find. We'll take some of this mossy cobblestone so we can give some more character to my house. Oh, nice. Bones for days. Such an Indiana Jones type beat. Yeah, these suck, dude. Okay, let's get out of here. That was a good little find. I think it's time for me to go back. All right, let's go back in the other direction. The good thing is I have the coordinates for my base for once in my life. What's up, loser? Do I read any books, said someone in chat. I honestly don't read books. I really should. I think as a generation overall, we've been so fried with the various social media platforms that my attention span to read books. I sometimes force myself to read a book, but not often. What's this little contraption? Is this just like a little way for you to, I guess, escape zombies or something? Huh. Oopsie, that's a problem. Oh! I'm dead. No, dude! Fuck! Oh, you gotta be joking me. That's kind of f***ing annoying. Alright, bro, we're locking in. Alright, we have a 5-minute timer of sorts. I think I was semi-close. I don't know what semi-close really means, but I kind of remember where I was. The good thing is I was in water, so that does narrow it down. Just don't remember which body of water that was. I literally can't even go any faster. This is where this is not even the right direction. This is where the poop hut is. I'm in the complete opposite f***ing direction right now. The f*** is that now? Well, we found a f***ing village. And after some more mauling about me losing my items that were worth nothing, I ended up dying again anyway. Whatever. I had nothing. This is basically like me not having anything, so who cares? Alright, so now we need to find a bunch of iron, we have to find stone, we have to find all the fun stuff, because I have no f***ing... I don't even have stone, which is kind of so dumb. I'm actually making wooden tools right now, because I have no stone. That is insane to me. On the bright side, we did find jungle biomes, so we know where those are whenever we want them. We did find acacia biomes. There's a couple of villages that we can go explore and stuff. And all I really need right now is iron again. I have diamonds. I guess I could skip that and make a diamond pickaxe. Oh, there's a whole cave system down here. What the hell? Oh.
Okay, I think I have enough of everything.
Damn, that looks cool, right? Damn, bro. Could be a whole ass thumbnail for this video. That looks nuts. Shaders are insane sometimes. Okay, I got another one from chat, and this one says, so I met this girl in high school, and I tried adding her on Snap. We talked a bit on Snap and in person. I tried to get with her and tell her how I feel, but she said she isn't ready and would want to be friends. But she starts talking to a different guy 2 weeks later. Now the guy doesn't like her anymore, and I was wondering if I should keep going for her, because I have a class with her now. Okay, here's the thing. If she says that she's not ready for you, and then proceeds to talk to a different guy 2 weeks later, like romantically, then she's never going to be ready for you, bro. I'm sorry to break your heart there, but that is just a way for her to let you down easy. Especially if he just doesn't like her, if that's the reason that, you know, you think you have an opening, that's not your opening. You're gonna get hurt, man. If you keep pursuing that, you're gonna get hurt. Yeah, overall, guys, whenever a girl gives you like one of those I'm not ready or I'm not ready for a relationship things, or it's not the right time, in some cases it is true, but in most cases it just means that they're not ready for a relationship with you. It was throwing me off because I said I'd like to get to know you, and she also said I'd like to get to know you too. Okay, so saying I'd like to get to know you doesn't always mean that she wants to know you in a romantic sense, okay? She might actually want to be your friend, and if you're okay with that, sure, but it sounds to me that you want way more than that, so personally, I think you should stay away.
Okay, a couple things.
We still have to find this damn spruce forest. All right, I think I'm going to cross the ocean to find this impossible to find spruce forest. Is this a graveyard? What is this? Oh, there's chests here. Huh. Well, there's plenty of bones in case I want a dog. And bone meal. Power 2. Nice. I already have a power bow. And I kind of want the skeleton head. Paper is always useful because books. Fire aspect. Nice. Oh, fire aspect would be nuts. Quick charge. Oh, that's for one of those crossbow things, right? Damn, bro, so many books. I guess they're gonna use a stone brick in my house. Oh, an iron pick, nice. Gameplay only asks, hey bro, what do I do when my girlfriend just completely ghosts me for a week, no responses, texts, nothing. Like she fell off the earth and blocked me on Snap, and to think she blocked my number too. That means she don't want to talk to you, bro. That means you need to give her some space. That's like an extreme version of her saying you need to give her some space. Whatever it is, I don't know if you did anything or something of the sort, but I think you should steer clear for a little bit. And if you're seeing her around, like if you're in school or something, or if you're at work or whatever, I'm going to assume you're in school.
Let her come to you. And if she doesn't come to you, that girl was never yours in the first place, bro. This might sound a little harsh, but it's the truth, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're briefly back at the house to offload all of the stuff. And then we're going back in that same direction because, I don't know, it seems promising. I can smell the spruce wood in the air. All right, so this skeleton head, we're going to put up here. Bing. Cool. All right, we offloaded everything. We ready, clear inventory. Let's get a move on for hopefully the final time for a spruce forest. More birch, bro. Fucking birch biomes for days. Why is there so much birch, bro? Oh, wait, I'm looking at spruce. What the dude, I was just like looking around, finally. God, that took forever. All right, let's get enough of it since we spent so much time in pain to get here. Holy, you guys are probably not gonna know, those of you who are watching this video, but I searched for spruce wood so long, died once, just was molding for like half an hour for the poor stream to watch. All right, we're gonna take a stack of that, we're gonna get some saplings, we're taking it all, bro. You know what's funny, I only really need it for trapdoors and shit. I could use it, I guess, for a door of sorts, like normal doors. All right, perfect. That's all I needed. And a wolf. Oh, perfect, dude. Hey there, little buddy. All right, best friends forever. You know what? Let's take two. Let's take two dogs. Damn, bro, you are an expensive ass motherfucker. I shall now pronounce you Doggo and Doggo Squared until I can find a name tag for at least one of you. Name the other Raw Dog. Actually, Raw Dog is a funny ass name. That's actually a great idea, Ben. Oh, look. A little veal. Alright, now we can go back to this house of mine finally after
2 hours of just looking for a spruce forest, dude.
Welcome to being a YouTuber, guys. Skibbo said, so real. I have 50 plus recordings of PvP content that I scrapped. Dude, 50 plus recordings? That just sounds like way too much footage. For me personally, if I have too much footage for like too many different videos or whatever going on, I just don't feel like doing it. It's just too much editing and it feels like a mountain, so I end up just doing nothing with it and starting something new that doesn't feel like such a mountain. So if I were you, I would just start doing like one or two videos or two recordings, then make a video and then edit that one, get it fully out of the way before you start something new. That way it doesn't seem like a mountain by the time you get to it. All right, we're gonna come here. We're gonna drop off this precious ass spruce wood that cost me my life and all my shit right in here. And then we're gonna get some Hank Shoe. This actually looks cool for the dark oak. And this looks way better too. So not wasting all of the spruce wood. We'll do that. Do that too. Screw it. Cool. So now we kinda got stuff going on. And then give it some pizzazz. Let's go up here. Do that. Do that. Do that. Okay, I'm sure many of you think that this was not worth all this trouble, but you know what? I stand by it. Alright, so now this has to... We need to make, like, some fences or gates here. But I think... Do you like the spruce door? I mean, it looks like the right style. Yeah, I guess we'll go with spruce door. Okay, it was kind of worth to go get them. This is going to be the back door that I'm not entirely sure how to fully fortify here. But this one... Like that. Kind of looks ugly, but I'm not sure how to fix that just yet. And now we can get rid of this. I guess theoretically I could just do this. Okay, dude. Oh. Well, that makes things interesting, kind of. It looks like it's supposed to be able to close. It'll have to do for now. Oh, that looks much better, actually. Wait. Yeah, I went through hell for these little spruce gates. I'm gonna use them, dude. All right. So now we have the shell of the house. All we need is a few more windows in this spot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Cool. All right. Let's sleep her off. Now, this is our morning view. Got a nice, sunrise. That sunrise is eventually gonna come through this window too. Yeah, look, this is a quaint little house. I'm actually very happy with this. I really did not have high hopes for this when I started out, but I think it looks pretty good. I think it's a great start for this forever world I'm building here. So, and let's see the backside. The backside's a little barren still. The back is, we got a balcony. But we do need to, like, fix a little back door over there. And then we might need to do something with this up here, you know? You know, my issue is the campfire is visible. So, like, it looks cool for a chimney, but I think I need to do something up there. And we're gonna do it with these more, with these trap doors again. We're gonna give it some more flare. And the funny thing is the copper won't actually ever rust because it's under this overpass.
Which, honestly, I think is pretty cool.
And that way the fire is invisible, so it looks like it's actually coming from the furnace. Alright, time to kill you again. It's so funny that the most useful thing this trader has to offer is the stupid leashes. Quite nice. I do want some flowers around here too, though. Yeah, we have so many roses, nice. It's looking pretty snazzy, I'm not gonna lie. It's looking pretty nice. And I think now with that, we're gonna end this stream slash video. But yeah, next time we're gonna decorate. We're gonna make this look even nicer. Cool, guys. Thank you all so much for partaking today in this adventure of mine in my forever world. But yeah, this is only the beginning. So So thank you all so much for watching. And as always, good night and good luck, everybody.